Time for our local hero spotlight with Phil Corman from CISA, the local hero, folks. My plan for tomorrow is to go and spend the day in Ashfield. Maybe have breakfast at Elmer's.
Why not?
Definitely spend some time at Chapel Falls, sliding down the waterfall there. And then I'm going to see the previews of Double Edge Theater.
Wow.
So I could maybe stop at the Ashfield Farmers Market, and then I could run into, at least some Saturdays, Ipek Kursat, who's from Dew Green Farm in Ashfield. Welcome.
Thank you.
What do you do at Dew Green?
I raise grass-fed lamb, pork, and chickens on a small scale.
Uh-huh.
This is all non-chem. And I also partner with Steady Lane Farm of Ashfield with Janet Clark. She raises grass-fed beef. We have formed a meat CSA.
That's interesting because sometimes farmers team up for certain things, but it almost seems like you're competitors. How does this work for you?
When you have different animals grazing the same pastures, it's good for the soil and good for the animal. And it shows up in the quality of the meat.
Mm-hmm.
Cows and sheep tend to eat different kinds of forages. And when you put the two of them together on the same land, the grass is eaten more evenly. And as animals eat grass, they actually take excess carbon from the atmosphere and return it to the soil.
From a business model, how does it work then with the CSA?
Oh, it's working out great because we can offer a comprehensive package to our members. And they can get beef, pork, lamb, or goat. We can partner with other farms if they want other kinds of products that we don't produce.
So I see that you brought some goodies with you, Ipek Kursat from Dew Green Farm in Ashfield. What do we have?
We have an eggplant cream that comes from my sideline of prepared foods.
Ooh.
It's Turkish and it has a name. It's an interesting name. It's called Her Majesty's Favorite. Do you want to hear the story behind
it? Yes, I certainly do.
Okay. The story is the Empress Eugenie visited the Ottoman court and the Sultan ordered the palace kitchen to come up with a unique dish for Her Majesty. And they came up with this, but they didn't know how she would like it. So the story goes, the cooks were huddling outside the dining room waiting for news. And then somebody stuck their head out the door and said, it was Her Majesty's favorite.
Ah.
So the name stuck.
Her Majesty's favorite. And what's in it?
It's char-grilled eggplant, local eggplant. So it's from my freezer from last fall.
Mm-hmm.
A roux with butter and flour and some cheese. And it's absolutely fabulous with different kinds of meat or tofu if you're a vegetarian.
You are originally from Turkey.
I am.
Yeah. So how do you say it in its actual language?
In actual language, it's hünkâr beğendi.
Wow. Hünkâr beğendi.
Very good.
Yeah.
You did a great job.
I tried.
And today, Monty is our majesty.
Let's see if I like it.
And then I also have a veggie and beef cupcake. That's
my kind of cupcake.
Okay. That's made with a toasted bread cup and is filled with sautéed vegetables and beef.
Mm. Is that another traditional kind of Turkish meal or?
No, that's an Ipek special. Oh. And please try some.
Yeah, because I don't know if, I mean, I've had some sort of like meat pies, but I've never had an official meat cupcake. And as my children are into baking, I think this would be the direction I send them. Now, do you dip the cupcake in the, I was going to say Her Satanic Majesty's request, but
the hünkâr beğendi, Her Majesty's favorite.
Her Majesty's favorite. Yeah. Do you dip it?
Yeah. Too bad we don't have a spoon, but you could take a little bit of the eggplant and put it on the bread cup.
I'm gonna make spoons happen. This is delicious.
Thank you.
It tastes even better for Monty because he left his lunch on the counter.
Yeah, I know, right? I can't believe I did that. So you said you have a sort of a prepared meals side business. Where is that out of and where can we get this stuff?
Right now, it's by special order.
Uh-huh.
You can contact me through the Dew Green Farm website.
Speaking with Ipek Kursat, who is from Dew Green Farm in Ashfield, we mentioned that we had this traditional Turkish meal. Did you immigrate to this country from Turkey? And if so, when?
I did. It was on my 18th birthday, believe it or not.
Yeah,
I came to go to college and then went on to graduate school. All of this was happening in the Pioneer Valley.
Where did you go to college and graduate school?
College was Smith and graduate school was UMass.
Where did you have a farming background in Turkey?
In Turkey, I grew up in a large city and I had no concept of farming at all. I was into Beatles and then Rolling Stones and fashion and all the teenage stuff. Farming came into my life. I kind of slid into it. I had a 20-plus year career in consulting. So a lot of travel.
Is that what you went to school for when you were here?
No, I went to school in psychology.
Uh-huh.
And then neuroscience.
And then you realized, I need to make my brain happy.
And towards the end of that career, I really wanted to take a break and have something different.
Mm-hmm.
I started out with a few chickens, and then I got a couple of sheep. And I remember when I was getting the first winter hay for the sheep, my neighbor who delivered the hay kind of chuckled and said, "You'll find out soon enough that agriculture has an inherent ability and drive to expand." And my three sheep became seven sheep the following year, and before I knew it, I was farming.
Ipek Korsat from Dew Green Farm in Ashfield, who's teamed up with Steady Lane Farm in Ashfield to have a meat CSA with a smorgasbord of different types of options and delicious prepared foods. I love this meat cupcake. And Phil Corman from CESA, the local hero, folks. BuyLocalFood.org.